You're not here at Franklin, Tennessee, the home of the Rebels at Howard Gamble Stadium. Marcus, here come the captains slowly marching on the field for Spring Hill. The Rebels are already on the field. Would you give us some names if you can see what we're doing?
Stormy, looks like number 5 for Franklin. That's John Connor Craig. Number 92 is Alex Kundel. Number 43, Chase Crow. And number 53, that's, how do you pronounce that, Stormy?
Let's see, that's Triscott.
First name?
Lucian.
Lucian Triscott.
Lucian Triscott. That sounds like there's a two-star general. There was Lucian Triscott, general in the movie Patton.
Oh.
He was a two-star. Okay, and they were attacking.
On the other side for Spring Hill, it looks like number 33, Ben. Oh, the Spring Hill's roster has the captain's highlighted. Oh, my goodness. Number 6, Riley Hager. Number 29, Damani Reeve. Number 33, Ben Nichols. And number 46, Ray Yarber. Wow. That's nice.
Here we go. Beautiful field tonight.
Every night.
Every night here at Franklin. They're playing on a field turf. $1.5 million improvement. Marcus, it doesn't get any better than this. If you're an athlete, going to be able to for traction, for spring, for a response. And it should be, as they say, it's going to be a fast track tonight. The Rebels come to this ball game 4-4.
They're left in the draft.
They are. They average an 18 points a game, allowing 18.4. The Rebels are rushing for 843 yards, averaging 3.5 per pop. And if it were the old field, it would be 3.5 yards in a cloud of dust, but it's not because we're on the field turf.
3 yards in a cloud of rubber petals.
That's right. Rebels are averaging passing. The quarterback, Josh Nichols, is passing. So he's 76 for 152, averaging 6.5 yards a pop, 128 per game, 10 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Leading rusher for the Rebels is Big Matt Gaka. We'll be calling his name a ton tonight. That's number 24, 165 carries, 805 yards, 4.9, Marcus, and 4 touchdowns.
I think we missed the coin toss, Dorman.
Well, we'll find out here shortly. That's okay. Joshua Nichols leads the quarterback. As we stated earlier, his passing rating right at over 50%, over 1,000 yards, and averaging about 128 yards a ball game, 10 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. Receivers for the Rebels. Leading receiver will be number 11, Chancellor Bright. 17 catches, 5 touchdowns. Whole House has 11 catches, 2 touchdowns. Matt Gaka, 14 catches for 1 touchdown. Kemp has done a great job, and he's got 12 catches for 1. And Craig, the senior, 10 catches, no touchdowns.
Yeah, let's go ahead and just give the starting offense for Franklin.
Do that. Well done.
Your offensive line is Haas, Ray, Albert, Burgess, and Amsler. Tight end, Holdhaas. Receivers, Holder, and Craig, and Bright. Gaka, the running back, and Nichols, quarterback. On defense for Franklin, your line, Haas, Clayton, and Molman. Linebackers, Robert, Patrick, Pelton, and Deming. Your secondary, Polk, Lipscomb, Gaka, and Wilson.
As the Rebels race on the field tonight, they are in their deep maroon uniform from head to toe. White numerals, easily red, which is very thankful.
If you want to visualize a more familiar look, it kind of looks like the Texas A&M Aggies uniform, Stormer.
Well said. Either Texas, and I started to say
maybe Mississippi State.
Mississippi State's is a little different shade, but these are deep, deep maroon. Maroon helmets, and Spring Hill runs in from the north end zone. They're in all white tonight with also maroon trim.
Maroon trim, maroon numbers, maroon helmet with white numerals on them.
So, it almost looks like an inter-squad game here tonight, just depending on which team has the ball. We did not see. We were busy taking care of stats and some other stuff.
It looks like it's going to be Spring Hill kicking off only from the north end zone going south.
It is it's a cooler night. First cool night of the year that we've actually, well, that's not true. The last week it was kind of...
It was chilled. This is actually a little bit cold.
53 degrees tonight right now at kickoff. The wind's blowing out of the north at 6 miles an hour, which is where Spring Hill's kicking from. Feels like 51 degrees, but beautiful night. It's dry, and anytime we have football at Franklin Howard Gamble Stadium, it's a great thing. Michelle Polk is to our right. She's our crack photographer, and she will be laughing profusely for the next several hours. We put those pictures on Facebook.
I mean, I'm going to break the next person's thumb who doesn't close that door.
Terry Merrill used to just love sit here. They would close the door when they went walk through and leave it open, and he would look at me to close it. Terry, that's Marcus's job.
I'm on the other side of you.
Yeah, but but they got to have me here. And we're going to bring some WD-40 because it squeaks. The kicker.
Sometimes things squeak, especially once you get older.
I wouldn't know. Carter Hurt is the kicker. He's a senior. He's at live balls line at the 40-yard line, and we have football action. Nice end-over-end kick comes down, taken at the 10-yard line. He's at the 20. He's at the 25. He's breaking free. It's Paul. He breaks free. He's at the 30. He's at the 35. He stumbles. He regains his foot, putting, and he runs out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Cooper Paul, the senior, takes it back 30 yards for a nice return, and the Rebels are in business.
See if Franklin can get out on a nice quick start, what they did a couple weeks ago, Stormy, when they saw him play Centennial.
Yes, they did. They came out that night a lot in the Wildcat, and they kept running between the tackles, and Centennial did not have their number that night. It was all Franklin all night, and the Rebels came away with a big 28-7 victory.
Well, we have a flag on the first play of the game, Stormy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They got to write it out of people on the field. You going to pick up this flag? Pick up the flag.
And the official just practicing his counting there. He must have a grandchild, and he's got all 11 right on both sides. Amazing. Josh Nichols at quarterback takes a snap, hands off. As he goes to the left, he sells the 35, the 40, the 45, 48-yard line. Nice run that time.
That was bright on the jet sweep, Story. Holding the ball a little bit too casual for me, like a loaf of bread, but he's still got 7 yards.
Yes, sir. Chancellor Bright, he's the junior, 6'1", 175, leading receiver for the Rebels. He's taken this ball game 17 catches with 5 touchdowns. Shout out to Bill King tonight. I know he's listening on radio.net. Bill, appreciate you. Always enjoy your shows in the morning. And great job, Jillian. We're excited about his daughter, Jillian.
We have another stops replaced. Don't worry, Spring Hill forgot to take their kicking tee off the field, and it only took a play and a half to find it. The green match the green on the field.
2nd and 3 from the 47. Nichols balls caught in the flat called the 48-yard line across midfield. Knocked out of bounds at the 44. And Spencer Holder on the catch for the Rebels. First down, Rebels.
And Spring Hill was given a huge cushion. So look at a 15-yard cushion. He caught the ball and no one was within 10 yards of him.
Just a quick comeback route that time by Holder and just about 5 steps. Went back over. And by the way, back at Franklin Knight, they've got the digital sideline mark.
So nice.
And it's light red, and you don't have to swim or anything to see what the...
Stormy, did you see LSU when they beat Georgia? Someone, when they stormed the fields, they stole the down markers?
No, I didn't know that. Okay, here comes Gaka on the jet sweep to the left. He's at the 40-yard line, crossed it, knocked down to 37. That's about a 5-yard gain. A little wildcat that time. Matt Gaka running the sweep to the student body to the left. Brings up 2nd down and a long 5 for the Rebels. We're 10:44 to go. First quarter action.
Well, you, exactly what you think Franklin was going to be doing. They're just steadily marching down the field.
Rebels got 3 wide receivers to the right-hand side. Gaka to the right. Nichols, he rolls to the right. Ball thrown in flat. Caught. Steps out of bounds. And that was...
Right again on about a 15-yard out for the first down.
Yes. Nice throw that time by the Rebels.
Steady. Nothing going wrong so far. Franklin down to the 29-yard line. Marching on the edge of the red zone in their first 5 plays.
Josh Nichols, number 11, 6'2", 165. Maturing as a quarterback. He's got another year to play for the coach Donnie Webb. The Rebels are 4-4 coming this ball game. 1st and 10 from the 29. Twin receiver right and left.
Movement.
Yeah, looks like they got the heebie-jeebies.
That was the most nonchalant flag throw I've ever seen, somewhere by the back judge, by the head official.
Yeah, he almost looked like it's, well, we might as well throw it there. It looks like 10 of 11 moves at the wrong time. 1st and 15 to move the ball back to the 34-yard line. 10:24 first quarter action. Rebels going south and north. One's right to left on your radio dial. Nick Nichols takes it, and he is slammed to the ground. Body slam. A loss this time of 6 yards back to the 40-yard line.
Great pressure by Williams on the defensive end for Spring Hill. He's in the backfield early, disrupted, ended up getting the sack all by himself.
You want to give the defensive front door for Spring Hill while we got him in a second?
Sure, Stormy. It's Warsel, Reed, Curry, and Williams on the line. The linebackers, Robinson, Johnson, Ritchie, and McCarthy. The defensive back, Powell, Sanders, McGlown.
Very good. 2nd and 20 from the 39-yard line. Wright is in motion going to right.
Ooh.
Overthrown high that time. At the 30-yard line. Holder was sending receiver.
It's always what happens. A penalty just throws you off rhythm. Now Franklin's sitting here 3rd and 20 outside of field goal range.
Yeah, they kind of self-inflicted. They had it 1st and 10. They had the first procedure penalty.
Percentility? That's a new one.
Procedure penalty. He attempted, valiantly tried to say.
There's going to be a penalty there. So they broke the huddle with 12. I don't think the referee saw it.
Well, they sure did. Wide receivers 3 to the left side this time. Nichols takes a snap. Hands off to Gaka up the middle. He's at the 40, the 35 to the 40. Finally knocked down right as he crosses on a 9-yard gain. Stopped at the 30-yard line. And you're right, Mark. They did have 12 in the huddle.
Mm-hmm. Had 12 in the huddle, but the referee didn't see him. Rush off and get to the sideline. Going to set up fourth and 11 somewhere from the 30. That's not in field goal range. Not a good place to punt. They're going to be going for it on fourth and 11.
Well, 9 yards on that last gain is fourth and 11 from the 30. 9:14 to go. We have no score in the first quarter. Spring Hill and Franklin on the Thursday night edition of WAKM Game of the Week. Fake handoff. Nichols roasted it all. He keeps it himself. Pulls it in. Throws high. Tipped.
Got a miracle catcher. Is it a drop?
And he dropped it. Boy, three players tipped it. Playing tic-tac-toe after with it.
Told me they're spotting.
And give him the catch. Right? Caesar's close. He did make the catch. Well, first down. Three players tipped it. And I couldn't see which Rebel came up with the ball right at.
I didn't see either story. I was watching Nichols. It didn't look like he knew what he was trying to do. The last second, he decided to stop scrambling and throw the ball in the pocket. Jump ball that Franklin came down with for a first down.
Wow. Unlikely. First and 10 from the 14. The Rebels still marching. Hand off to Gaka. He goes right. He's at 15.
Daylight.
10, the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2, the 1. Waltzes in the end zone. Matt Gaka, 14-yard scamper. And the Rebels are on the board with 8:34 to go in the first period.
So when the second that he got the ball, he made one move. And at that point, cut up the field. He knew he wasn't going to be the
Matt Gaka came into the ball game already just having a wonderful year. 805 yards, averaging 5 yards a pop. Had 4 touchdowns. Well, give him 5. Extra point on the way. Kick is long. It's hot. Kick it all the way to Stroud, then it's good. Our new score with 8:34 to go. First quarter, Rebel 7, the Raiders 0. Let's take 1 minute. This is Sports on AM950.
Hey, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team. And sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
At the 8:34 mark, the Rebels put up a nice score that time. Matt Gaka, 14-yard run to take the Rebels up 7-0 over Spring Hill. Marcus, was it 10 plays, 60 yards?
10 plays, 60 yards, Story. It was set up on that first opening kickoff return by Cooper Paul, getting them out to the 40 on a 30-yard return.
Nice setup. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Flag flies. The Raiders will take over at the 35-yard line at the 8:34 mark. Marcus, your thoughts so far?
Tommy Franklin overcame penalty and a sack. Third and long, ended up converting on fourth and long. Nice little first drive for Franklin.
Nichols looks a little unsettled at quarterback on that one particular play. He had a handoff, faked a handoff to Gaka going right, pulled it down to run back to the left, got the line of scrimmage, did a jump pass, and converted a fourth and 11.
I mean, sometimes you're okay being lucky.
Yep. My dad says, Stormy, I'd rather be lucky than good any day.
Stormy, look at the down markers, a little confused. They're putting it first and 10 at the 30, where the ball is first and 10 at the 40.
Yes, I was wondering, and I thought it was going to be the 35, but that's called rule. Raiders take over for their first possession.
For like number 18, Sanders.
Sanders at quarterback. He's a senior. He's going to take it to the left. And he's thrown down, my word, at the 35-yard line. 5-yard loss. Number 21 for the Rebels. And on that, that's Jeff Wilson.
Is that a safety blitz?
Looked like it. And Christian Newman also came up. Newman comes in this ball game. Oh, my word. What? He slammed him to the ground. He's with 32 tackles. Give him 33 right now. But he's showing his wrestling prowess at time.
Boy, that's ballsy right there. Safety blitz on the first defensive play of the game.
Shotgun formation. The Raiders are in.
Fumble for me.
Yeah, it is fumble. Ball's on the ground. Who's going to come up with it?
Franklin's pointing their way.
Officials. Give him the signal.
Second down.
Cooper Paulk.
Third down.
Cooper Paulk was warning. He said, Rebels got it. Well, Cooper, you have a 30-yard kickoff return. Let's don't get overzealous here.
Yeah, but they are setting up, it looks like, what, a third and 18?
Third and 18 so far. So far, the Raiders, I think.
Still on the bus.
Yeah, I was going to use the term discombobulated, but they just look out of sync. Clock ticks down. 5, 4, 3, 2. Was he going to get it off? 2, 1. He did. Quarterback rolls right. Nice pass off to 35. He drops.
I mean, you say they're out of sync, but they are are an 0-18 this year, so maybe this is just the stink that they have.
Well, Robert Hager, number six, ball was thrown right in his hands, hit him right at the 36-yard line. He was just going to be 4 yards short of a first down, had some open space, but he looked upfield, took his eyes off the ball, and it dropped almost harmlessly to the ground. Back to punt is Joshua Self. He's a senior for the Raiders. He's standing back at the 15-yard line. Let's see who the deep
back is.
Yeah. Oh,
I
thought for a second. Well, nice catch that time at 35-yard line taken by the Rebels.
22 on the punt. Mitch Lanick.
Yeah, Mitch Lanick. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 160. And reason Marcus kind of, whoa, was the kicker took the snap, was under pressure, and took off running. Ran about 5 steps, but it was a line drive soccer kick. But I've never seen him run straight
up the middle. Usually a rugby style kick, you kind of run to the side. This one, he just ran right up the middle for about 5 yards before putting the boot to it.
And frankly,
nice punt.
It was an excellent punt.
Good coverage. No return.
7:04, Rebels take over, 35-yard line. Nichols at quarterback. Steps straight back. Ball's thrown out in the flat. Out of bounds. No receiver. Receiver did a quick slant, a button hook out to the outside marker. Ball was thrown at the 45-yard line. The receiver standing at the 40. Brings up second down. Second and 10. Just under 7 minutes here. First quarter action.
Yeah, Stormy. Nichols and Bright were a little bit not on the same page right there. One running an in route. The other one throwing an out route.
Rebels come out. Lynn's to the left, single wide receiver to the right. Nichols looks over the middle, the ball's thrown, hits him right at the hands at the 45-yard line, but he can't bring in the catch. It's Joe Modell. He's a senior, 5'10", 165. Had him on the slant, Marcus. Couldn't make the conversion.
Yeah, Stormy, I don't know if he let him a little too much or if the receiver is just low out of the break. Would have been a good gain and some yards after catch opportunity if he could have hauled it in.
You think he grew alligator arms going over the middle?
Stormy, there wasn't anyone around him, though.
Well, you're right. 3rd and 10 from 35, trying to get benefit of the doubt. Nichols in shotgun formation. Hands off to Gaka. He comes right, cuts back to the middle. He's at the 40. Knocked down as he crosses the 45-yard line.
I mean, are they going to give him the one referee gives him the right sort of the 45? The other one's more close to the 44. They're going close to the 44. It's going to be 4th and short.
It's going to be 4th and less than the length of the football. The Rebels will go for it. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no doubt about it.
On their own side of the 50 even.
Yep, the home side of the 50. They ain't crossed midfield yet as the clock ticks down. There's 6:28. But I think when you're playing an 0-18, no offense, I think you can make this happen. Nichols stands the 39-yard line. They need to get to the 45. Hand off to Gaka. He's met in the hole. He plows forward.
Stormy, they set him up right at the line.
It's going to be close. It's going to be close. Soon as the official gives the right or left foot spot.
Looks like it's going to be good, Stormy.
And Gaka just enough. He's across the 45-yard line. It's a first down, Rebels. 6:10 to go. First quarter action.
Stormy, if he was under 6 feet tall, it wouldn't be. But he's 6'2", so he got across.
We interviewed him, Coach Donnie Webb, about 6 weeks ago at Stroud's. He's sitting next to the kid. He's 6'2", about 215. Runs a 4.5 40. He is a specimen. Nichols drops straight back. Ball's thrown down the left sidelines. Man's open. And, gets him right in the hands at the 20-yard line. Can't bring it in. That's Will Critchlow, sophomore, 5'7", 145, and had him right in stride.
Stormy, if he had to slow up just a little bit, if he'd gotten a little bit more on the ball, maybe another 2 yards, it would have been a touchdown.
Good throw that time. Fairly good throw. So far, Green Hill's not putting a lot of pressure on.
Playing more coverage.
Yes, playing soft. Green Hill comes out in a 4-3 line, defensive line. Ball's thrown in flat to the right. Catch is made to 42.
That was Reed Kemp on the catch out of the backfield.
Kemp goes forward for about 6 yards. Nice catch. Good conversion. It's going to bring up second down. Correction, third down. Third, and they gave him
a long six, short seven.
Well said. 5:40 to go. Appreciate people tuning in. Rebels lead 7-0 early first quarter action. A lot of folks are listening down at Destin on radio.net. You're on fall break. Hope you're having a good time. Helped the economy down in Florida after that terrific hurricane they had a couple weeks ago. Nichols takes a handoff. No, he pulls it back in. Ball's caught at the 37-yard line. He's freeze at the 30, down to the 20-yard line. Big first down. And
Brock Holthaus coming out from the tight end position on that little inside seam route, Stormy.
Yes.
Great hands from the big man.
Holthaus has got, that's his 12th catch of the year for another Rebel first down. The Rebels are marching handily down the line. Nice 34-yard reception. Holthaus going to pad his numbers on that one.
It's his soft hands, Stormy. It wasn't one of those body catches that you see.
Rebels in business at the 17-yard line. Nichols going all the way at quarterback. Gaka stutters at the line, cuts back left, fighting. Someone's grabbing by the ankles. He's finally knocked down after a 2-yard gain, down to the 15-yard line.
Stormy, that's one of those runs where some people would have been stopped short for 1 yard loss. Gaka found a way to get a 2-yard gain.
Like I said, big kid, strong kid.
Effort play.
Yes, going to play next year somewhere on Saturday. His brother played, Alec played down at the University of Memphis. I don't know if he's still there or not.
Not sure or not, Dory. We'll have to call your alma mater and find out.
Oh, let's don't. They might give you my GPA, and then we don't keep breaking a rib laughing so hard. Rebels come out second and eight from the 15.
And it looks like everyone knew the snap count at the center, Stormy.
And the Black Fly. Legal procedure on the Rebels.
There was 10 people moving on that play on the Franklin side. The only one that wasn't was the one that had his hand on the ball.
What's the snap count? I thought it was two. Nope, it was one. Rebels still taking over. Brings up second and 13 from the 20-yard line.
You like that one, Stormy?
I like that. Nichols hands off. Gocky's going left. He's thrown down. Body slammed to the ground. That's
number 80 on the tackle for Spring Hill. I don't see an 80 on the 2D, so let's go to the roster. 80s, Joby Smith.
There you go.
Senior, linebacker, 6'1", 175.
Appreciate Coach Nick DeChamp. He got us the rosters and the 2D and the stats on the Raiders. That was very kind to get there out of our region, but it still slides what we need.
3rd and 16, Stormy, when Franklin looked like they were in a good spot after the Holt House catch.
Yep, wide receivers, twins, right and left. Nichols looks left, double pumps, and he's got him at the goal line. High throw. The catch is made by Bright. Is he inbound? He is! That's for Bright. Over the shoulder catch. Touchdown. Rebels at the 340 mark. The Rebels are on the board again.
Sorry, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't think he had room over there to make a catch. Great job keeping his feet down.
Well done. Chancellor Bright has really turned into an excellent receiver, Marcus. That gives him 18 catches on the year, and it gives him his 6th touchdown. Extra points on the way. The kick is fluttering through. And that's the best way to describe that. And the Rebels are up 14-0. 340 to go. Let's take 1 minute. This is Sports on AM 950.
For a great pizza experience, Nashville Pizza is the place to be. Nashville Pizza Company uses only the freshest ingredients and makes its pizza dough daily. It's never frozen and contains no sugars. At Nashville Pizza Company, check out the delicious daily lunch specials. Menu items include appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and slices. Nashville Pizza, voted as a finalist for Nashville's best pizza. 2 convenient locations. 152 Watson Glen Shopping Center on Highway 96 East. Phone 595-8001. And 2176 Hillsborough Road in Grassland. Phone 591-7050. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. And Sunday, 12 to 8. And go to their website, www.nashvillepizzacompany.com. Register to join their email list and take advantage of weekly promotions. Nashville Pizza Company, now delivering in your area. For the best pizza, it's Nashville Pizza.
Rebels come out announcing their presence with authority. The second score in the first quarter, 340 mark. Rebels up 14-0.
Sorry, Franklin's going to be kicking off from the opposite side of the 50-yard line because of a roughing the kicker penalty on the extra point. That's why it was fluttering.
Yep, it was fluttering. The Rebels kicker is kicking it from the 45-yard line.
And across. Is this the spot where you're going to try an onside kick?
Yeah. Well, do you want to risk
showing your onside kick?
And rub it in.
It's first quarter, Stormy. It's not rubbing it in yet.
You just kick it all the way to Cheek Park and let Spring Hill bring it out to the 20-yard line. Marcus,
11 plays, 65 yards. Don't worry, one more play, 5 more yards than the opening drive that got him a touchdown.
The Rebels are playing well. So far, what I've seen from Spring Hill, I'd say it, they're just a
middle school team.
That was Marcus Stone, by the way.
They're just undermanned right now, Storm.
They are. They're playing a lot of youngsters out there.
They're giving it their all. They have some interesting. Let's see this drive. Last one was a 3-and-out. Let's see what they do here.
All right. The Raiders take over the 20-yard line. Worstel still, correction. Sanders at quarterback. Handoff going to the right.
Oh, slung down.
And slab just for another 2-yard loss. Actually, that was Worstel, the senior at quarterback number 11.
Or they just don't have the speed to run outside.
They really don't. Tackle could be. Looks like that was number 71. It's Christian Mullman, again, senior, 6'1", 207.
So you can just see the roster size. It doesn't look like they have, but what is that? They got 11 on the field, and then maybe 25 or 30 on the sideline. They're not much over 40 players.
Nope, really not. Second 11, 19-yard line, 3 minutes, just under 3 minutes. Handoff as he goes to the right, crosses the 20, 25. Nice run to the 29-yard line.
You know, Seacrest on the run, tailback.
And he's just a sophomore, number 22, Seacrest on the run. Did a nice job getting out, get some open space, so some good elusiveness for almost a first down. It's going to bring up a third down for the Raiders. Third and one.
Maybe you can compare this team to Father Ryan a couple weeks ago. Just young, a little bit undersized, but giving a good effort.
Yes, sir. Seeker is 5'8", 158.
Oh, right up the middle of the list.
Wow. Pass going out of the flat. It looks like it's caught, but unfortunately makes a catch, but loses 3 yards. It's going to bring up a fourth down for the Raiders. Going to have to punt again. Coming in to kick for the Raiders will be Joshua Seltz. He's the senior, number 89. As we saw earlier, Marcus, he kicks it rugby style, and he took about 6 or 7 steps.
It'll be interesting if he does the same thing this time, Storm.
Seems to me that would be easily blocked. Good snap, and dawned in that time. It's end over end. Ball comes down at the 40-yard line. Still takes a good Spring Hill bounce as it rolls from the 40 to the 35. Finally blown dead at the 31-yard line.
Well, here's an interesting stat for you.
All right.
Combined yards so far for Spring Hill, the first two drives.
Negative what?
They got 9 yards this last drive. The last time they got -8. That was +1.
Okay. Well, we knew coming this ball game, Spring Hill's had a tough year. They lost one of their coaches, passed away earlier this year. It's a young squad. We knew that.
It's been a rough season. One of those seasons where you try and find the good in little things.
Right. Well, they're building character and not worried about the wins, and that'll come later. Nichols has gone all the way at quarterback, starting at the 31-yard line. That's their starting point. Again, hands off to Gaka. He goes up the middle. He's at the 35, 36, 37-yard line. Powered forward. Finally brought down. Nice tackle that time by Bubba Johnson.
Know your name, Stormy.
Yes, Bubba Johnson, number 34. Former fullback, running back for the Page Patriots. Transferred. Family move. He's playing linebacker for the Raiders. And I bet he wishes he looks up and sees the Page Patriots. By the way, we'll check scores for you on the Domino scoreboard. Page is 7-1. That's a far cry from 0-8.
Yeah, Stormy, we're about a minute 35 away from your first score update from Domino.
There you go. Gaka going to the right. Plows forward across the 40, and he leans forward. He's finally knocked down at the 44-yard line, depending on the spot. But it's another Rebel first down.
Got a nice lean to him when he runs, Stormy.
Majors call that body lean. He does. He does lean forward. Big kid.
Deceivingly big.
Well, I didn't know he was that large. So I stood next to him. Now, yeah. Of course, I mean, I'm shrinking by the minute, unfortunately. But he's... I went, good Lord. It's big. First and down for the Rebels at the 44-yard line. Nichols going all the way. Drops right back, rolling to his left. Cuts back to the right. Ball thrown down the left side. Jump ball, 50-50 ball. And nice defense that time.
Crowell, cornerback for Spring Hill, broke it up. It was intended for number 8. That is Holder. Nice little jump ball, 50-50 ball. First down, no harm, no foul. Your receiver is going to go up there, either catch it or not let the defender catch it.
Well said. Crowell did a nice job on it. The ball was under three. Long. Nichols does not possess that strong arm on that long of throw.
You know, on this inside the hashes, Stormy, that is
yes.
On the post and on the seam route. That's his throw.
Well said. Second and 10. Toss sweep to the left. The 45 to 50. Finally knocked down on the sweep. Was
number 6 on the sweep for Franklin.
That's going to be Reed Kemp.
We've been seeing the sophomore a lot tonight.
5'11", 165. They used Kemp a lot on that jet sweep from the slot position. That time he came back to the left, brings up third down, 3rd and 1 for the Rebels as the clock ticks under 30 seconds. First quarter action with the Rebels leading 14-0.
Yeah, so this will most likely be the last play of the first quarter for Franklin.
It's senior night. We're going to be calling a lot of players' names tonight. I got a feeling that a lot of Rebels are going to be action tonight. 3rd and 1 from the 47 as they just crossed midfield. Nichols rose to his right, throws down the right sideline. The man's up.
Oh, nice interception at Spring Hill.
Yeah, the ball's caught at the 10. He's back to the 15, the 20, the 25, 20-yard line. Is that
number 20 on the interception, Ramon Kelly. Great play by Spring Hill, but I'm going to criticize Franklin a little bit. Stormy Nichols had the rollout. He had the man 5 yards
yep.
down the field for the first down, would have converted on the third down, had to go for the big shot, and didn't pay off for Franklin.
Nice interception that time by the Raiders. Number 20, as Marcus said, jumped into action.
Ramon Kelly.
Well, Ramon, he's just sophomore, 5'8", 150 pounds. Marcus, he had some leaping ability.
Oh, yes, Stormy. Ramon, that makes me think about, we're musical people. We'll ask him musical questions. What do you think of the Ramones? Not your thing? You're not a punk rocker?
No.
Sheena was a punk rocker.
No, my kids loved them, though. Well, it's the end of the first quarter. The Rebels 14, the Raiders nothing. Let's take 30 seconds. Let's take a quick 30-second break. This is Sports Lamb 950.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I'm meditating.
AM 950 WAKM Franklin. Available on the radio.net app.
And we are back. The Rebels up 14-0 over the Spring Hill Raiders. The Rebels came out two crisp drives, one 10-play, 60 yards, scored it to 8:34 mark, 7-0. The Raiders turned it over on downs. Rebels took it 65 yards, 11 plays, scored again at the 3:40 mark, take a 14-0 lead. But right now, the Raiders just picked off a pass. Ramon picked it off, and the Raiders are in business.
Looking for a score. So, Independence 28, Memphis East 0 in the first quarter, Stormy.
Very good. Jet sweep going to the right for the Raiders. Rebels, they blitz through and throw him down for another loss. Anytime you run outside the tackles against the Rebels, you're running against speed, and the Rebels just absolutely threw him down, Marcus, for it looks like about a
6-yard loss.
At least.
What's it going to be down to? About the 23, 23 and a half?
Yes. Lost six. Wow.
Good day for the Franklin defense to gain some confidence in this tournament.
Certainly is. Three wide receivers to the left for Spring Hill. At quarterback is Sanders. He's under center. Takes snap. Hand off.
Oh, great tackle.
Yeah, the runner is just thrilled at the 22-yard line. That was Sechrist again. He's sophomore.
32 on the tackle for Franklin. That's Zappler, junior, 5'7", 170.
A lot of Rebels playing tonight, senior night, getting ready. The Rebels have got one game left at home. They're going to play Dixon County.
It'll be a win, Stormy. That could be Franklin into the season at 6-4.
Yes, and it's going to come down whether they make the playoffs, whether or not the Centennial Cougars can beat Brentwood at Brentwood next Friday night. Quarterback is rolling out. He's under pressure. He's got knocked down to 21-yard line. He had nowhere to run that time.
Great effort by 25. Kelton.
Kenai Kelton.
Great effort running on the edge. Came back in, got the quarterback.
Sanders, bless his heart, he's a senior. Number 18, he rolled out, and he just absolutely was just almost dismembered that time by Kenai Kelton.
About a 1-yard loss, Stormy.
Close to it. 5'10", 175. Kicker again, low end over end kick. Ball comes down to 45-yard line across midfield, and it's off dead right there by the Raiders at the 48-yard line. The Rebels take away the ball, and they have it 52 yards from pay dirt. 9:54 to go. Second quarter action.
Stormy, just keep the count updated. That's 9 offensive plays for Spring Hill. We're now minus 6 yards offense.
Oh, man, that's what happens when you have a lot of young players on your side of the ball. We do have a quarterback change at Franklin. I'm trying to see when they're going to make a change. They'll probably do it after the first.
That's the first half, you think?
Yeah, probably. Dockett takes it to the right. He's at the 45, slows down, waiting for a block, fights his way forward, and gets another 2 yards.
So what will be more interesting is when Franklin takes Dockett out and says, we're not going to have you risk the hits.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you want to give him, you want to get him into a rhythm, but then again,
I'd say, we'll see what the score is, but I'd say maybe midway through the third quarter.
I'd say sooner than that. Shout out to Dr. Thomas Patrick Hughes. Packing is one of the worst things in the world, especially when you have to move. Second and six, he's tuned in on radio.net. Appreciate him listening. Gaka goes to the right. He bursts through this time, dragging tacklers with him as he crosses the 45-yard line all the way down to the 44. Bubba Johnson on the tackle. He dragged Bubba about 6 yards that time.
Enough for the first down, Stormy, right on the yards that line the game.
Bubba Johnson, the transfer, the junior transfer from Page, playing middle linebacker for the Raiders. First down for the Rebels. They're marching across midfield, going from left to right on the radio dial from north to south.
Nice little slant pattern right there. Story number 38 on the catch for Franklin. That's Holdhot again.
Yes, it was. I was watching it. It almost got faked off. They faked it to Gaka, and then there's a quick throw in the middle, and you're right, Marcus. Holdhot makes the catch.
Might have the best hands on the team, Stormy. 15-yard gain right there.
Pretty sure. The ball's spotted just across the 30-yard line, right at the 29. Another Franklin first down as the clock ticks under 8:20 minutes. 8:20 to go in the second quarter. Rebels up 14-0. Nichols all the way at quarterback. Gaka to his right. Twins right and left for the Rebels. Snap. Gaka goes up the middle and goes left, and they don't give him much. About a couple-yard gain.
No, Stormy. Some plays are winners. Some plays are losers. Some are just draws, and that was a draw.
There you go. Brings up second down.
Second and 10. No yards gained. No loss.
The Rebels cheerleaders are throwing footballs at the patrons.
Well, you don't be saying that one of them should go in the game for Spring Hill, Stormy.
Well, he's got a pretty good arm. Still almost over the press box. It's pretty good.
Better than Uncle Rico's?
Don't get me started. Josh rolling to the Nichols, rolls to his left. He's under pressure. He eludes the tackle at the 35. He finally crosses the 30-yard line.
Well, that's a lot of running right there to escape for about a half a yard gain.
Josh Nichols looked like he circled the wagons, ran all the way back to the 40-yard line, finally cut back upfield. And Marcus, you're right, he ran 40 and gained one.
Yes, Tony, it looked like he was about to run out of bounds, which would have been smart, but he wanted that 1 yard gain.
There you go. Brings up a long third down, 3rd and 9. One of the few times the Rebels have puttered tonight offensively. It is 4 down territory for them. I don't see them
punting from this
area. It's an opposite field goal range. And there's a timeout called on the field. It's Franklin's time. Douglas Webb calls it. We're going to take a timeout. 30 seconds. This is sports on WAKM AM 950.
Hello, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, and Domino's needs your help. They're now hiring 17-year-olds to answer their phones. They're also in need of drivers with very flexible schedules, but you must be 18 or older. Part-time and a few full-time positions available. Drivers make from $14 to $16 an hour, including tips and mileage. Please apply at 400 Downs Boulevard, or if you prefer, online at jobs.domino's.com.
Call Dan Garza at Domino's, 790-8855.
It's senior night here at Franklin Howard Gamble Stadium. 6:50 to go, second quarter action. The Rebels are on the Spring Hill side of the field, 3rd and 9 at the 28-yard line. Marcus, I know you're over there trying to get some scores for us on the Domino scoreboard. Where have you located for us?
That's East, Stormy. The only other game I can get right now is Independence 28, Memphis E0.
Well done.
Looking for a paid score, but don't have one yet.
Well, I've got some people we can text, and we'll find that one out. 6:50 to go, second quarter. Nichols drops straight back. I'm over his dodging pressure, rolls back to his right, rolls back to his left.
Archie Manning back there.
He's still rolling, stops, rolls the mega out of man in the end zone, standing. The ball is up for grabs. He drops.
Knocked away by number one, Dante Prowell for Frank Hill. But Tony, I'm sorry for interrupting. I got a flashback looking at that old-timey video of Archie Manning.
He looked like...
I said Eli at first. Eli can't run like that. No. I meant Archie.
Archie could really motor. Watching him play for New Orleans Saints, he was quite the athlete when he played for Ole Miss. Watched them lose to Ole Miss 34-33 in a ball game. It was absolutely one of the great... If you've never seen it, go back and YouTube it, Google it, whatever you got to do. Watch it. It's one of the greatest ball games you'll ever see. And it was determined by him slipping on a fourth down play, literally a half inch from tying the game up. Ball's thrown in the flat, intercepted at the 20-yard line. He's at 25, slung down, and on the interception that time is number 5.
Liam Ritchie, Jr., Stormy, 5'8", 160.
And that is 2 interceptions tonight that Joshua Nichols has thrown. And the Rebels took over an excellent field position, couldn't move that time. Back-to-back possessions that resulted in INTs. That is not something Coach Donnie Webb likes to see.
Tony, you just think it's Franklin getting a little bit overconfident right now, thinking that their defense is holding Spring Hill scoreless, they're not moving the ball, that their offense can be a little bit more risk-taking?
Not sure. All I know is a bad throw. Liam Ritchie is a junior, 5'8", 160, but young man can throw some leaping ability. Good hands, too, on the interception. Raiders take over the 25-yard line. Sweeps going to the right, the 25, the 20, knocked down to 30-yard line, and that's Sechrist again on the carry for the Raiders. Nice game that time for the Raiders.
Yeah, Stormy, nice positive yards, 6-yard gain, 2nd and 4, unfamiliar territory for Spring Hill, being ahead of the chain.
Sechrist is just a sophomore, 5'8", 155.
You remember 5'8", 155.
I do. I've drunk about an inch and a half since then and gained 20, so I guess I'm going reverse order.
You're Benjamin buttoning it?
Yeah, unfortunately. Second
pass,
snap, ball loose on the deck. Still a mad scramble for it. The Rebels come up with it at the 17-yard line. Bad snap. And the poor boys at Spring Hill just can't get it going. On the quarterback for him was Wurstel. He's a senior, and he got the Wurstel of it.
Oh, God.
Marcus, come back, Marcus. Marcus, don't leave. I'm sorry. I've been waiting to say that all night.
That was a mic drop moment for me. I was halfway out of the press box.
All right. His name is spelled Wurstel, and he got the worst of it. Okay. Well, I apologize.
Yeah, you repeated it?
Well, I had to explain it.
God bless you.
Yeah, there's some people I had to explain that one, too. Here goes Nichols, and he fumbles the snap. He's at the 25. He's going to carry himself. That's Docker, correction. He's at the 20, the 15. Docker's finally knocked out of bounds after 3 miscues and still gets 9 yards.
I mean, you would say maybe he's just not used to taking the snap out of the Wildcat, but we saw a lot. lot of Wildcat when Franklin beat Centennial. So just,
he carried the ball 28 times that night for about 2,000 yards. He had a big night. They gave him, they gave him 3 yards on that one. That Wurstel comment just kind of threw me for a loop. Rebels coming out. So leading 14-0, 5 minutes to go, second quarter.
Hopefully we didn't lose half our listeners.
Both of them. And here's Gaka up the middle, plowing forward. He's at the 15, the 10, and they still can't get him off his feet. He's still standing as he gets to the 7-yard line. Going to get a slot between 7 and the 8.
Let's see where it's going to be, Stormy. Just, is there a timeout on the field? Clock stopped. There it goes back running again.
There you go. You never know about the officials.
And here we go.
McCartney on the tackle. Going to bring up 1st and 7 from 1st and 8 from the 8. And off the Gaka, he goes to the left, cuts back to the right. Met the hole by Bubba Johnson. Knocked down at the 5-yard line after 3 yards. Second down, 2nd and 5 from the 5.
I would chime in, Storm, but I'm at the bad angle of the press box where I can't see anything. It's okay. You got it. I'll analyze based on your reactions.
I've been in that seat too many times. I know what you're trying to see there. I've got a 3-foot post in front of me. So I have to navigate around that.
Okay. That's an off-air joke.
There we go. Hand off to Gaka as he goes to the left. Got a blocker. There's a flag on the play as he scores. They're going to bring it back. Going to call holding, I think. It is a hold on the Rebels.
I mean, not what you want. You're right there against the goal line. And you're bigger, you're stronger, you're faster. No need to hold.
Going
to
bring it back. Penalty occurred right about line of scrimmage. They're going to start the mark off 10 yards from the, I guess, about the 7-yard line. And he did stop marching. Now, Christian is at the 5-yard line, marching back to the 15. Going to bring up 2nd and 15 from the 15. Rebels took over after a miscue, a bad snap. For the Raiders, Rebels took over. They're leading 14-0, second quarter action. Gaka's running to the right, got a blocker. He's at the 10, the 5, the 4, the 3. He's got pinballed around, finally knocked down at the 1-yard line. Gaka was hit from the left, the right, the left, the right, just bounding forward as usual, getting that body lean, getting that extra 3 and 4 yards.
A tough little biscuit, isn't he, Stormy?
He's a tough young man. He did a nice run of that one. 3rd and 3 from the 3, maybe actually closer to 2, as the clock ticks on the 3:30. Shotgun formation is Nichols. Wind receivers to the left. Gaka is to the left. He comes back to the right. Then the whole Bubba Johnson stands him up, drives him back to the 5-yard line.
Well, here's the question. Is this 4-down territory, or do you take the field goal?
We'll find out here shortly. He lost yard. Bubba Johnson on the tackle that time.
I think they're keeping the offense on the field, Stormy. I don't see any kicker running out.
Clock is still at 20 seconds, 19, 18.
Unless coach is going to let the play clock run all the way down and then call a timeout.
Which I think is what they're going to do. And Franklin does call a timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. This is Sports on AM 950.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
Well, here's the scenario. 2 minutes, 53 seconds to go, second quarter action. Rebels up 14-0 over Spring Hill. Rebels got it on the Spring Hill 4-yard line, 4th and 4. Coach Donnie Webb called a timeout. I don't see them bringing a kicker on at this time. They got some type of trick play, and we'll see what the Rebels do. Senior night here. A lot of pageantry, a lot of emotion.
I mean, I love how now they do all the senior night stuff before the game, not during halftime.
Yes.
Keeps the flow of the game going.
I concur. Nichols at quarterback. Gaka is through his left. Wind receivers right and left. Man in motion, which is bright, going to the left. Gaka cuts back to the right, and he's at the 3, the 2, the 1. He's slung down short of the goal line, and the Raiders sniffing, and they hold him out of the end zone.
Big confidence booster for Spring Hill right there. 2 shots for Franklin from inside the 5-yard line to get inside the goal. Didn't do it. Something that the Raiders can hold their heads high about.
Nice time, nice tackle in that time by Curry, number 74 for the Raiders. A big senior came in. Let's go to get his exact stats. If I can, their printing is about 5 on the scale, so it's a real teeny weeny little thing. Got him at 6'2", 320 pounds.
Is that me plus you, Storm?
Close. 1st and 10. Raiders take over at the 3-yard line. Nice defensive stop. Under center is Wurstel. Quarterback sneak. He's driven back. He maybe gets to the line of scrimmage. Wurstel just absolutely got drilled. He was under center, and the Franklin inside and interior line just met him at point of contact.
Yeah.
Kenai Kelton also.
Yes, I mean, this is Franklin's defense. They can run anything they want right now with Spring Hill backed up. They're going to be blitzing from everywhere.
Yes, they are. Rebels clock ticks on. 2 minutes minutes and 10 seconds. Rebels got a 14-0 lead. Second down, second and nine. Shotgun formation is well, bless his heart. He throws the ball, runs right, throws back left, and throws it out of bounds intended for number nine, which would be number
six. Austin Williams.
Thank you. Austin Williams, senior, 6'2", 210. Big tight end, but Wurstel was in the end zone. Had a man open in the flat, threw back across his body, but threw it out of bounds. Marcus, he had a man open.
Yeah, Stormy just couldn't connect.
And the Rebels had all surged to the other side of the field, had big gain written all over it, but it fell incomplete at the 159 mark. Stay tuned in halftime. We've got a great interview with Coach Rock Batten for the BJ Wildcats and the Mac Hatcher Mob. High snap again, and Wurstel swung down the end zone.
Oh,
the ball's loose. I don't know how he got it forward, but wow.
Either way, Stormy, it's not going to be a first down, but it's impressive that's not a safety.
Rashad Jenkins in on the blitz, and the pitch was, he tossed it with his left hand forward, got it forward, but Jenkins landed him to the turf, almost had a safe. Franklin does call timeout as he brings up fourth down from the 8-yard line. Rebels want to get the ball back with a minute 50 to go. They need to put 7 more points on the board.
Yeah, sorry, I would think that there might be, just judging by the way that the line's been on all the other punts, might be a good opportunity for Franklin to see if their punt block's any good.
Well said, because the balls are coming out
high and low, and the punter hasn't necessarily been catching them that well.
That's true, and when he kicks it low, end over end, almost like a top 2-iron shot.
People dream about blocking a punt like this.
I don't know, man. Might knock some teeth out. But it brings up fourth down, going back for the Rebels.
22.
It was 22. Let's get that number for you. That is Mitch Lanick. He's just a sophomore, 5'10", 160. He's standing back at the 42-yard line awaiting the kick. The punter for Spring Hill, as we called his name before, is Joshua Seltz. He's a senior, number 89. He's standing back very deep in on the end line. High snap, one step, end over end, and the ball rolls out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Rebels going to, correction, 37-yard line. Rebels are in business with a minute 44 to go, Mark.
Minute 44, no timeouts, though, for Franklin. So we're going to see what the hurry-up offense looks like, see if they can catch the ball, get out of bounds. The center of the field should still be open for a couple plays. There's enough time for that, but at some point, they're going to have four sidelines.
Sounds good. As we said, stay tuned in halftime. Terry Merrill's going to be interviewing Coach Rock Batten of the BGA Wildcats. It's going to be an excellent 15 minutes you're not going to want to miss. Keelan Fisher on the board, Studio A. Appreciate the great job he's doing tonight. First and 10 for the Rebels at the 37. Nichols throws in the middle. Ball is tipped at the 25-yard line, and it falls incomplete.
Boy, they went to the well one too many times on that seam pass to Holthaus. Linebacker and the safety converged right on and left his ribs exposed.
Yeah.
I think I might be coming back to quarterback. Hey, next time, not so high.
Yeah, don't hang him out to dry. If you're going to throw, don't throw off your back foot. Follow through, get it down. Get it down to the numbers, not where you got to be extended to make the catch. Second and 10, the clock is stopped at 1:41 to go. Rebels up 14-0.
And there's movement on the offensive line. It's only a 74 with the false start for Franklin. That is Fisher Anderson.
Ninth grader, 6'6", 235.
Yeah, I think I'd be playing him as a ninth grader too, Stormer.
I'm repeating that. Ninth grader, 6'6", 235.
Just wait until he's about a junior and he's put on about 50 pounds of muscle.
Lord have mercy. Oh, great. Let's go to the grocery store and feed him. Fake handoff to Gawker. Ball is thrown over the middle. Almost intercepted again. There was three in the double coverage. Holthaus was the intended receiver. The ball was and great job that time by the Spring Hill bunch. They dropped back in nice coverage.
Yes.
And your buddy Dante Prowell again, Marcus.
He's been their best defender.
Right place, right time. He's just a sophomore. He's 5'8". They got him down 142, and I think that's being generous.
And Stormy Nichols has been going for the big shots rather than taking what's given to him. That's the underneath drag route.
Here you go. Third and 15 from the 42. Nichols drops way back across the midfield. It's thrown to Gawky. Cuts at the 40, the 30, across 35, the 25. Finally knocked out of bounds at the 24-yard line. It's going to be right at the first down marker.
Well, yeah, those are going to be moving. That's a smart play right there. They sense that Spring Hill is going to be blitzing with the third and long. Run the screen pass to your best player in space. He's going to get you enough for the first down.
And it is a Rebel first down. Clock stops as he stepped out of bounds at the 124 mark. Rebels in the lead right now, 14-0. Has Spring Hill made a first down tonight?
No, sir.
Didn't think so. First and 10 from the 24. Nichols at quarterback all the way. Shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Looking right. Still looking right. Ball's thrown. Ball's caught. Bob Wright as he steps out of bounds right at the 19-yard line.
Oh, that's one of those great toe-tap catches right there. Good for about 6 and down to the 18.
Chancellor Bright is really showing his maturity, Marcus. He came in this ball game with 17 catches. That's got to be his
third or fourth tonight, I think.
Yep, he's up to 19, and one was a touchdown. Nichols drops straight back, looking right again. He's got a man open. It's Bright, end zone. Did he catch it? You better believe he did. Chancellor Bright's got touchdown number 7. That's 2 tonight, and the Rebels are on the board again with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Oh, that was his foreshadowing right there, his third catch of the night.
There you go. Rebels up 20-0, waiting for the extra point. Beautiful pass that time to Chancellor Bright. He has become one of their favorite receivers, and the good news is, for you Franklin faithful, he is just a junior.
Well, that was a 6-play, 37-yard drive for Franklin.
6:37, okay. Chancellor Bright is 6'1", 175. The kick's on the way. The kick is good. 30 seconds left. We're taking 30 seconds. Franklin, 21, Spring Hill Zip. This is Heartland 950.
Tom A. Productions is hoping you're enjoying today's broadcast. For over 20 years, Tom A. Productions has been putting your logo on any type of product that you can imagine, whether it be school attire, corporate wear, golf hats, calendars, magnets, you name it, we do it. Don't hesitate. Call Tom A. Productions today at 615-309-8089 and let us help you promote your logo. That's Tom A. Productions, 615-309-8089.
Before halftime, the Rebels take over after a short punt. Spring Hill punted from the goal line. Rebels took over 6 plays, 37 yards. Chancellor Bright, Marcus, second touchdown of the night.
Boy, the first one, 23-yard catch when he got his toes in. This one, 18 yards. Very, very athletic player for Franklin. We're going to have him for another year. And now the Rebels up 21-0 near the end of this first half.
Y'all stay tuned. At halftime, we have got an excellent halftime interview for you, brought to you by Matthews Team Sports. Rebels on the kickoff. Ball comes down at the 10-yard line. They hand it off to the right. He's at the 10, the 15, 20. Finally thrown out of bounds by Cooper Paul at the 21-yard line. A nice run back that time. Nice run back that time by the Raiders.
I like that for two reasons. One, what you've been doing hasn't been working. Try something different. Two, players have fun running trick plays.
I agree. Jerry McGowan on the, not Jerry McGuire, but Jerry McGowan on the...
Show me the money?
Show me the money on the return for the Raiders.
Show you the money.
Show me the money.
No, show me the money. But you got to yell it for me.
Show me the money. We could deteriorate this in a hurry. Wurstel comes back out at quarterback.
Yeah, let's quit quoting at that. I know the next couple words that comes out of that.
Yes. No question that Sanders at quarterback number 18. And
oh,
a blitz.
Wow.
Lord have mercy. Tonight, Kelson.
Did he time that perfect or was he offside?
I don't know. He came barreling in from his linebacker position.
I mean, they're looking around, seeing what they're going to call. They're calling a snack. Oh, my goodness.
What a play by Kenai Kelton. They snapped the ball. He timed it perfectly. Came blitzing in. It reminded me of Tyrell Dodson, a centennial, and he throws Sanders for a 7-yard loss as the clock ticks down mercifully to halftime.
Stormy, he was either timed that perfectly or he was 7 yards offside.
Wow. Marcus, give us a recap on the scoring here for the Rebels. They're up 21-0.
Stormy, Franklin got the scoring start on the first drive. 10 plays, 60 yards, capped off by a 14-yard touchdown run by Gaka. Near the end of the first quarter, the 3:40 mark, 11 plays, 65 yards, Bright with the 23-yard catch. And then most recently, with 30 seconds remaining in the first half, Wright with an 18-yard catch, capping off a 6-play, 37-yard drive. Franklin leading Spring Hill 21-0. Other scores around the county. Stormy, it is 51-0 Independence over Memphis East.
Well, Memphis East can play some great basketball, but they're not much on football.
No, it doesn't look like it.
That's all the games we've got tonight with the Domino Scoreboard, 790-8855. And if you're hungry for some pizza, that's the number to call. Downs Boulevard, every Monday I pick up a three-topping pizza with pepperoni, ham, and bacon. Take it to the station, and I usually have to fight to get one slice.
Yeah, so we've got like 14:50 on the halftime clock. We better get to Terry Merrill's interview.
Let's do that. Keelan, take it away. You've got Terry Merrill, Coach Rockbat. We'll be back on the other side with the second half of Franklin and Spring Hill. At Howard Gamble Stadium, as the teams come running back on the field, this Stormy Mitchell along with Marcus Stone, better known as the Storm and the Stone. Marcus, we got about, a minute or two before kickoff. Rebel Rebels have got a commanding 21-0 lead, but Ashley didn't play that well.
No, still a couple of interceptions there when Franklin was up big. He just got a little careless with the ball, knowing that the defense is going to hold. Spring Hill, one of the assistant coaches walking back up on top of the press box for Spring Hill, confirmed to us that I think it is -6, -4 yards of offense for Spring Hill in the first half. No first downs.
A lot of frustration for the Raider faithful. They're a young team. They knew that coming in. They're 0-8 for a reason. They're playing a lot of sophomores. The Prowell kid, I'm going to say right now, has done an excellent job. He's number one. He's broken up a couple passes. There's a couple interceptions. And I see some spark of life out there. If these young men will stay the course, they'll be fine.
Yep.
They're a 4A school playing a 6A, so it's a difference. There's a size differential.
Size differential both physically and depth-wise.
But the Rebels have really...
They've had moments for me.
They've had some good moments, but the two interceptions were not wise throws. They're not something that you can do.
It's an equal competition.
Exactly.
Those were just plays, I think, where they had checkdowns that could have gained positive yards, but they just went for the big play, and it wasn't there.
It wasn't there. Keelan Fish is on the board. Keelan, appreciate you running that nice interview from last night. That was from Stroud's last night, and if you don't have a chance to listen on Thursdays, you're missing out. Everybody's got to eat dinner. If you want some really good barbecue, come by Stroud's between 5 and 6:30 p.m. each Thursday. Last night, we had an exception due to fall break. Did on Wednesday. But Terry Merrill, he's always helping me co-host the show.
Yep.
Next week, Marcus, we've got Coach Paul Derrick from Nolensville.
Nice.
And I haven't had the opportunity to I've met him. I haven't had the opportunity to interview him. Will Hester had been there since the inception, but it's nice to have Coach Paul Derrick. He'll be our special guest next Thursday night. Now, next Friday night, we're back to, quote, normal. Normalcy,
Has that been an adjective that's ever been used for me, you, or Terry Merrill, Stormy? Normal?
No. But we're trying to describe...
Especially you two together.
Well, that could be an afterthought. The bottom line is we're going to be at Independence next week as the Eagles host the Raptors. So it's going to be a big bird battle next week, I guess.
Independence currently clock ruling Memphis East.
They are. They were up, 51-0 last time we checked. Ball's kicked off. Handoff is again. Is coming to the right, and there's tackle out of bounds at the 20-yard line, and that would be number 7 again for Spring Hill. They did the reverse, as you say. It's a little...
Jerry, show me the money, McClown.
That's right. Show me the money, McClown. Jerry McClown for the Raiders as they take over 1st and 10, and the scoreboard says the 40-yard line. We know that's not true.
The 17?
Right at the 17-yard line. Rebels had 3 good drives. They had 2 opportunities where they were stopped at the goal line, had it 1st and goal from the 8, and did not score. 1 drive, the clock is now ticking down under 17 seconds of Spring Hill now. Sprint's on the field. Let's see who they got at quarterback. They've been running a little alternation there.
So number 18, Sanders.
Sanders back quarterback. He's a senior, going all the way. Who's been impressive is the Seekers kid. He's had
and there's a flinch, and they're going to let it run.
They're going to let it run. Seekers up the middle for 3 yards.
Fumble back. Franklin ball.
Wow, Seekers does fumble on the mishandled ball. That what was crazy about the play, it looked like everybody jumped offside. The officials did not throw the flag. Seekers gets a nice carry for 4 yards. Hit, fumbles. Rebels take over 1st and 10 to 20-yard line.
We're in the red zone already. Franklin just been handed another opportunity to get this to a 4-score game.
Unfortunately, for Spring Hill, discombobulation is the key word tonight.
Let's see what the subs come in for Franklin. So we know they're running Wildcat. Looks like Gaka's in the backfield.
Looks like Bright is still at wide receiver. Bagaka is at quarterback in the Wildcat. 1st and 10 from the 20s. We're just starting the third quarter. Man in motion going to the right. Gaka keeps it himself. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2, and he stopped at the 1-yard line. Gaka sprinting forward, taking over at the 19-yard line. Mark, a 17-yard gain.
I'm going to be curious to see what the percentage is on that Wildcat when there's the man in motion on the jet sweep action. How often Gaka decides to hand off, because he's a running back. He wants to run the ball. How often do you think he actually hands it off? 5% of the time, maybe?
I haven't seen it. I don't know. They ended it off some against Centennial. Brings up 1st and 4 from the 4 they gave him. Actually, they gave him 13 yards on the carry. Gaka still in the Wildcat, standing at the 10-yard line. Man in motion again. He does not. He handed off. He takes it himself. And from the 4, score. He high steps into the end zone. Franklin scores quickly at the 11-11 mark. Third quarter action. Soon to put it up 28-0.
Well, that's a quick two-play, 19-yard drive, four-score game for Franklin.
That's at the 11-11 mark. Miss U ball, first play from scrimmage. Spring Hill mishandled the handoff. Rebels take over. Ball's kicked. It's fluttering. It's going through. It is good with 11-11 to go. New score. Rebels 28. The Raiders nothing. We're taking 1 minute. This is Sports AM 950.
Planning your financial future can sometimes be extremely challenging. I'm Gina King, Vice President and Senior Trust Officer at Franklin Synergy Bank. With your priorities as our guide, you and I together will be able to create personalized wealth transfer strategies that will allow you to maintain your current lifestyle or providing for your loved ones and, if you choose so, give back to this treasured historical community. Give me a call today at 615-499-5540 to schedule an appointment and let's review your future plans. I will be happy to meet with you at any of our 11 banking center locations across Williamson and Rutherford County. At Franklin Synergy, we understand the importance of your family, not just for today, but for generations to come. Give me a call today at 615-499-5540 to schedule an appointment and let's review your future plans.
Are back. The Rebels convert a turnover into a touchdown after two quick plays. Spring Hill takes ball at the 10, the 15, and he is knocked down right at the 15-yard line. The Rebels convert after that kickoff, allowing no run back. The Rebels take over again. They're up 28-0 early in the third quarter, Mark.
Oh, it's even worse field position this time for Spring Hill. Last time they started on the 19. This time they're at the 14. They got to protect the ball better.
Let's see who comes out quarterback this time for the Raiders. Waiting on them to come on the field. The shot clock or the play clock is yet to start. Here come the Raiders. Going so far tonight has been Sanders, a quarterback. Wurstel had a couple series, and it looks
He's back in.
Wurstel's back in. He's a senior, and he's in shotgun formation. Twin receivers to the right, handoff, toss sweep to the left. Good cutback.
Ooh,
big hit.
Ran into a Franklin Rebel wall.
Wow, that was Sechrist. And Sechrist didn't look like he had an open run, and all of a sudden, Kenai Kelton comes up and just almost he cleats him at the 15-yard line.
So, speaking of Kenai Kelton, that last play the first half. When was the last time you saw a high school play like that, where he just timed it up perfectly? It reminded me of the Clowney play from South Carolina in the Michigan bowl game that year, where he just timed it up perfectly and knocked the running back's helmet off.
That, and we did see it a couple times by Tyrell Dobson when he played for Centennial. Both of them are number 25. Our score is 28-0. The Rebels are in all maroon tonight. They're going from left to right on the radio dial. Spring Hill is in all white tonight, also with maroon trim.
And they called a timeout, Stormy.
They did call a timeout, and we're going to take a timeout with 10:16 to go. The Rebels 28, the Raiders nothing. Let's take 30 seconds. This is Sports on AM 950.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
We're back. So far, what Spring Hill needs to do to get something going tonight?
Find a way to gain yards, Stormy. They're still negative yards for the game, and we're 2 minutes in to the third quarter and no positive yards and no first down. So it's strong we getting the first down.
Playing good defense. I mean, seriously, but the offense is just not clicked. 10:16 to go, trailing 28-0. Rebels playing well tonight. Wurstel rolling to the left. Good pass, throwing ball. Almost caught the 20-yard line. Receiver stretched out, trying to make a pretty good catch that time. That looked like that was
Phillips.
Yeah, Phillips. That's number. That's Phillips for Spring Hill. Tried to make a diving catch. Couldn't quite bring it in. Going to bring up third down, 3rd and 8 from the 16th with 10:12 to go.
Yeah, so it looks like Franklin's starting to sit some people. I see Kenai Kelton down here on the bench, number 25.
Yes, sir. He is sitting down. And we're expecting we're going to get the roster out because it's going to be a bevy of Rebels playing tonight. Wurstel quarterback, shotgun formation. Steps right back, rolling to his right, under pressure, dodges, eludes one, rolls back to his left, pass thrown down the left flat, incomplete at the 45-yard line. Wurstel really showing a nice arm that time, but couldn't quite bring it in.
Oh, I just realized something as well. Not only has Franklin not earned the first down, I don't remember a flag against this Franklin defense. Do you?
No.
So they're playing very, very well, disciplined football. No, not allowing yards, not giving them free yards. It's really impressive night for the Rebels defense.
No doubt. Ramon Kelly was the intended receiver, number 20 for Spring Hill. A nice pass that time on Wurstel. I had him open on the sideline. Actually, pretty good coverage by the Rebels. Kick again.
Rolling.
Joshua Self kicks it. The ball's picked up at the 45-yard line, and he's dead.
Two tackles. It's our guy,
Prowl.
And number 22, Landon Seacrest.
Prowl on the prowl. This kid is number one.
He's going to beat someone someday.
I'll tell you what. He's 5'8", 155 pounds, and he is as fast as anyone on the field. He's already got two interceptions, and he made a really nice tackle that time on that kick. And that ball got down the field quick because it's a low kick.
Mm-hmm.
Rebels take over first and 10 from the 44-yard line, up 28, 56 yards from pay dirt. They put this thing into mercy rule, which would be merciful for all of us. Hand off to Gaka. He goes to the left. He's at 45. Met at the 47 and driven back. They still haven't knocked him down. Bubba Johnson don't get credit for the tackle for the Raiders.
They're going to mark it at 48-yard line. So only that's a gain of 4, second and 6.
And I kind of expected, I think after this drive, we're going to see a slew of other Rebels. It's senior night, and it's also fall break. It's the smallest crowd I've seen in Franklin Stadium a long time. But like I said, everybody's on fall break. I'm assuming, as they say, the great theologian, what was his name? Ray Charles hit the road jack. Oh, handoff this time goes nowhere. He met in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Nice tackle by 61. 61 by Spring Hill throws the Rebels for a loss. That is Deshaun Garcia. He is just a ninth grader, Marcus. Bless you. 5'10", 292 pounds.
Thank you, Stormy.
He is a freshman. 5'10", 292.
Hey, so we do notice that Franklin has got the subs in. It's now backup quarterback number 4 in for the Rebels. That is Connor Beavan.
Connor Beavan. We're going to have to pull up our new roster here and watch. Beavan is in shotgun formation. Toss sweep. Going to the left. And, boy, he's thrown down at the 40-yard line for another loss.
Franklin's going the wrong way. Sorry, 4th and 13 now.
Yeah, that was Wilkes. That was Wilkes, the senior, getting some playing time. 5'6", 150. And he was body slammed to the ground. He's thinking, I don't like playing that much after all. And the Rebels are going to have. And we're going to bring out the coach.
Oh, you getting there, Stormy?
Yeah, it's getting a little on the chilly side. Back to punt for the Rebels is Rashad Jenkins. He's standing at the 30-yard line.
That's his first punt of the night for Franklin, I believe.
It is. Long kick, ball is
fumbled. Muff.
Whoa, looks like the Rebels, did they come up with it?
No, it looks like, oh, no, Spring Hill got it back, Stormy.
Spring Hill grabbed the punt at the 15-yard line, fumbled it, fell on it, saved another turnover. That was number 5. That was Liam Rich, 11th grader, 5'8", 184. The Raiders, but Raiders take over first and 10, trailing 28-0, third quarter action. Raiders will be going from right to left on your radio dial from south to north, and the wind has not been a factor tonight. Matter of fact, the flags are rather still, and the air is kind of cool and heavy. Wurstel taking over quarterback. Shotgun formation for the Raiders, waiting for the snap, rolls right, goes back to the left. Hits the receiver right in the hands at the 20-yard line, and he can't bring it in. Number 13 is unlucky on that one.
From Collins Malone.
Collins, you got to make that catch, son. You're wide open in the flat on a little.
Just a freshman, Stormy. 163.
Yeah, but he's going to be a big kid when he grows into that body.
And that's the type of night that's been. The pass was there this time. He had room to turn up field. He just had to bring it in.
Let's see what the weather is. I know it has dropped somewhat. It's only 49 degrees here. It is fall night. First really cool night of the year. Going to have a beautiful day tomorrow. High 73. Second down, second and 10 from the 15-yard line. Wurstel looking back to the left. Throws in the flat. Is caught at the 15-yard line. The 20 to 25 to 30.
Yards.
The 35 to 40 to 50. Still on feet. He's at the 40. He's at the 30 to 25. Finally dragged down 4. The Raiders, nice little screen pass that time. Number 23 on the reception.
Hadrian Phillips.
And that's
senior.
Yes, sir. 5'9", 165. Caught a little screen pass out in the flat. Nice throw by Wurstel.
55 yards on it.
First down tonight for the Raiders. And Phillips showed some real speed that time.
Ron Dio's first down. Haven't got one all night, and then get a 55-yard play.
Nice move that time.
See if they can capitalize on the first red zone trip.
The first time across midfield for the Raiders tonight. Wurstel snapping his hands, get a little excitement, stands at the 25-yard line. Shotgun formation, looking left, rolls back to the right, dancing to the right. He's under pressure. Throw ball is thrown. Jump ball, out of bounds. Nice throw. Threw it right to the goal line, but he was incomplete. The receiver had stepped out of bounds. That was Lanick on the reception, but his foot came down out of bounds, bringing up second down, second and 10 from the 20, Marcus.
So a lot of new faces in there for Franklin. A lot on both sides of the ball right now. Line, secondary, linebackers.
Yep. Yes, a lot of clean, very clean jerseys. Spring Hill on the march, first down of the night, drops way back. There's pressure, ball's thrown in the end zone, overthrown.
We got a flag, though, Stormy. I think it's going to be a dead ball. False start on Spring Hill, Stormy. Second and 15 from the 25.
Yeah, a little jump there, a little hiccup on for the snap. And it's funny that I was looking for a number 2, and I don't see a 2 on their roster.
Or Spring Hill?
Yeah.
No, I don't see a 2 either, Stormy.
Well, 2 they were throwing to. Well, we'll make it up as we go. Marcus Thun on the almost reception. Second and 15, 6:45 to go. Roll out his horsels under lots of pressure. Ball's thrown. Almost caught at the 5-yard line for the Raiders. Just barely overthrew his receiver. Good coverage that time by the Rebels.
Yeah, it's only a nice rollout because the horsel is getting a lot of pressure right up the middle. 9 rollout games time. Couldn't connect.
Brings up a 3rd and 15, and yes, it's 4 down territory. Why not? Raiders are rebuilding. They're definite rebuilding year. Got a lot of youngsters on the team playing. A lot of sophomore, freshmen, and very few juniors. Horsel is a senior at quarterback. He's flanked to the right. He's running back. Ball's handed off. He's going to the left. He's at the 30, the 25.
Oh,
knocked out of bounds. Yeah, nice run that time. Knocked out of bounds for the Raiders, and good run that time. It was number 23. That would be Adrian Phillips. And Phillips is showing, he's announced his presence with authority tonight.
Yes, Tommy. It's his drive right here. 4th and 8, though. Spring Hill's going to keep the offense on the field, of course.
Why not? Why not? Trailing 28-0. The clock ticks under 6 minutes. Senior night. Unfortunately, it fell during fall break. And if you know people in Williamson County, this fall break, they, like Elvis, they leave the building. 4th and 8 from the 18-yard line. Worsel's got 3 receivers to the right. Ball's thrown over the middle. Ball's caught at the 9-yard line. He's finally tackled as he crosses the 5.
Number 9, Austin Williams, the senior, storming on the catch. 6'2", 210, tight end.
Yes, sir. Number 9 made a nice catch that time for the Raiders. As you said, Williams on the catch. Good throw by Worsel.
2nd converted first down of the game. Down to the 4-yard line, 1st and goal.
Raiders got it 1st and goal from the 4 as the clock ticks under 5:40. Rebels up 28-0. Beautiful fall night, a little on the crisp side, but it sure beats some of those 85, 90.
Oh, yes, Tony. This is football weather.
Well, we had a couple of nights we thought, were we ever going to stop sweating? 1st and 4 from the 4, Worsel going all the way. That's his own touchdown, Raiders. Nice, that connection that time.
Avery Worsel, brother to brother, it looks like, Stormy.
Yes, sir. Older brother to younger brother. Hey, I like that. They just chest bumped. They're going to have fun talking about that one tonight. Avery is just sophomore, tight end, 6'1", 170, bro to bro, touchdown, Raiders. Nice job. They took that what?
That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 plays, Stormy. 85 yards.
Wow. Impressive. Going for the extra point. Gregson, they're going to run a two-point conversion. Ball tipped and goes incomplete. Not sure what that formation was. I've never seen a formation like that. But we have a new score. 28-6, 5:21 to go. Let's take 1 minute. This is Sports on AM950.
For a great pizza experience, Nashville Pizza is the place to be. Nashville Pizza Company uses only the freshest ingredients and makes its pizza dough daily. It's never frozen and contains no sugars. At Nashville Pizza Company, check out the delicious daily lunch specials. Menu items include appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and slices. Nashville Pizza, voted as a finalist for Nashville's best pizza. 2 convenient locations. 152 Watson Glen Shopping Center on Highway 96 East. Phone 595-8001. And 2176 Hillsborough Road in Grassland. Phone 591-7050. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. And Sunday, 12 to 8. And go to their website, www.nashvillepizzacompany.com. Register to join their email list and take advantage of weekly promotions. Nashville Pizza Company, now delivering in your area. For the best pizza, it's Nashville Pizza.
Marcus, how many plays did the Rebels, the Raiders take to go on that impressive drive?
Only 8 plays, 85 yards with a 4th down conversion. Big play was the 55-yard catch and run by Adrian Phillips on the 2nd play of the drive that got him out from the shadow of the goal line on 2nd and 10.
And it was brother to brother on the 4-yard reception for a touchdown. Worstel to Worstel. Worked out very nicely for the brothers. Good to see the Raiders on the scoreboard. They're trailing 28-6. The Rebels got seen. Your night. Frankly, there was not a starter on the field.
They might have pulled the starters a little early?
No. It's not about tour. It's about development. Kickoff is made. Rebels take it at the 15, the 20, the 25, 30. Is that out of bounds? No, he's still going to the 35-yard line. Trying to see the number for the Rebels.
Six.
That was Kemp.
I think so. Maybe two.
That was Lipscomb then. That was Lipscomb. Correction. That's Lipscomb on the return. Rebels take over. Let's see who comes out for quarterback. Number four was warming up for the Rebels. I'm pulling my roster now. Can't do this from memory.
Yeah, Stormy, Beavin had some snaps last drive. He came over the sidelines and was warming up a little bit more, and looks like Gock is going to be back at the Wildcats.
Well, Connor Beavin, if he does come in, sophomore, 6'2", 180. Pretty big kid. Gock comes out in the Wildcat, balls at the 35-yard line. Gock is going to keep it as he runs back to the left. He crosses 35 to the 40. He plows forward, finally knocked down at the 43-yard line. Nice 8-yard gain for Matt Gock.
Yeah, Stormy, it looks like Coach realized that three-score game isn't necessarily insurmountable with a quarter and a half left.
This is true, and this one's coming back. All of a sudden, there's some laundry on the field, and it's yellow, and bleach won't do that any good, and it's a holding call on the young Rebels, and they move it back to the 31-yard line from the fouls from the point of contact, which is at the 41.
First and 14, one of those nice, odd little downs.
Yes, sir, and you're going, how'd that happen? Well, don't ask, but it's first and 14. Gaka is shotgun formation at the 25, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, goes back to the left, answers right, crosses 30 and 35. He stood up at the 37-yard line. How many times, Mike, have they blown the play dead without him hitting the ground?
I'd say at least four or five, Stormy.
Unusual, don't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, poor progress has stopped.
But they're hitting them high. You can't take him can't take him down at 6'2", 210, 215, hit him high.
Most of these linebackers aren't as strong as he is, Stormy.
That is understatement of the year. I agree. Second and 7, 4:10 to go, third quarter. Rebels up 28-6. Gaka hands off this time as the runner runs to the right. He's hit the 35, the 36, 37-yard line.
Ball loose, Stormy.
And it is not the quiet crowd here tonight on senior night.
I was just watching the reaction of the coaches on the Spring Hill side. They were reacting like the ball was loose, but I guess it wasn't.
Can't see the runner, see who had the ball. We got all subs in for the Rebels now. Looks like that's number 28. That would be Christian Hendricks. He's 5'8", 140, running back. Number 19 comes running in for the Rebels. That's Luke Wilkes. He's 5'6", 150. He's bringing the play from the sidelines. Matt Gaka is still in shotgun formation, running the Wildcat for the Rebels. Takes a snap, rolls to the right. Correction, that's Nichols. Correction, that's Beavin. Ball's caught at the 38-yard line. The receiver's finally knocked down. And that's Holdhouse as he gets to the 42-yard line. Going to bring up fourth down for the Rebels.
Sorry, they got a punt here, don't they?
It'll be the second time tonight if they do. Rashad Jenkins has been punting, averaging 40 yards a kick for the Rebels.
I don't see the punter come. Oh, here comes the punt team. Story.
Here he comes now.
Make Spring Hill run the length of the field again if they want to score.
There you go. Rashad Jenkins, excellent linebacker, number 12, 6'2", about 225. Done a really good job this year as kicker and linebacker. Good snap. Jenkins gets a good kick away. Ball's taken. Fair catch made. And then they let it go at the 20-yard line. Finally rolls forward. Franklin bounced to the 14-yard line with the Raiders. Take over. First and 10, 86 yards away from a touchdown with 225 to go. Third quarter action. Rebels 28, Raiders 6.
I mean, that would have been a good play to call the fair catch and make the catch. Lost about 14 yards of field position.
Yep. He was surrounded by a lot of maroon jerseys, maroon helmets, maroon pants. And you said it best. You've seen Texas A&M play at home in all their maroon uniforms. These would be
similar.
Very almost duplicate. Senior night here at Franklin. A lot of very smallest crowd we've had only because it's fall break. Ran on a Thursday night. A lot of people have hit the road and enjoying some beautiful weather to our south or to the north. First and 10, handoff up the middle, and he goes nowhere.
Nothing going normal.
Trying to get the number on the carry for Spring Hill.
Sorry, I think it's that good old number 2 that we don't have a name for.
Movement on the stop for the Rebels, number 71. His brother, Francois, played a couple of years back. This is Christian, younger brother. Both of them are excellent, excellent wrestlers. As the clock ticks under a minute 50, third quarter action. Ball thrown over the middle. Oh, had a man wide open at the 25-yard line. That's the brother-to-brother connection, Wurstel to Wurstel.
That would have been Avery for, 84 yards if he could have pulled it in.
Whoa, wide open. I mean, somebody busted a sign for the Rebels. It was Avery Wurstel, Marcus, at the 25. That ball was really thrown almost too hard.
Tell me, if you were running with the ball in your hand, you could have gotten to the end zone before someone touched you.
I wouldn't stretch it that much. Not anymore. Not anymore. Third and 10 from the 14-yard line.
Tell me, Franklin's jumped.
And they're going to make it third and 10. Franklin gets a week off next week. They will take on, no correction, they play Dixon County next week.
Some people might call that a week off, Stormy.
Yeah, they play at Dixon County, if I'm not mistaken. This is the last home game for the seniors. The Rebels need Centennial to lose at Brentwood next week. Then the Rebels in the tiebreaker will make the playoffs, and Centennial will not. Third and five from the 19, Worshall rolls to his right. Looks, got the man open. Ball is caught at the 25-yard line, and he's thrown to the ground, dragged to the ground, all the way back to the 15-yard line, and that is
our friend number two.
That's number two, who have no clue who that young man is. There's no two on the roster.
Who are you, number two?
4 yards on the play.
4 yards on the play. Fourth and one.
If you're Spring Hill, fourth and one, trailing 28-6 with a 1:10 to go third quarter, you're going to go for it.
When we go for the hard count, see if Franklin will jump. They've already given you one free 5 yards this drive.
Spring Hill comes out in the pistol formation. Under center's Worstel, man in motion, running to the right, which is the brother Worstel.
There's a flag.
And flag on the field.
Delay? No. They're calling timeout. They said they got the timeout in before the delay game.
Okay, it's going to take a timeout. We'll take 30 seconds ourselves. This is Sports AM 9.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
We are back in action at senior night here at Howard Gamble Stadium as the Rebels lead the Spring Hill Raiders 28-6. Spring Hill has actually sprung into action here in that last drive, 85 yards on 8 plays, got their first score. Brings up a 4th and 1 here at the 23-yard line. Worstel under center at his brother in motion to the left. Franklin looks like they're not going to bite on a hard count, but they do take quarterback sneak, and all of a sudden a Franklin maroon interior line pushes him back, and he goes nowhere.
I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback lose so many yards on a QB sneak attempt.
Absolute. It did not happen. The interior line, the center, Hunt, Reed, McKissick, Eisler, and Curry were pushed back 4 yards at the point of contact, and the Rebels take over.
We'll see what Franklin brings out for the offense. Or may I assume it's going to be Beavin again. They were showing a lot of Wildcat with Gaka, and he's back as Wildcat.
Well, that's amazing. Beavin is a quarterback, number 4. He is a sophomore. Big kid, 6'2", 180. Gaka is to his left. Wind receivers to the left, one to the right. Man in motion going to the left.
Oh, fumble.
And the kid lays it on the ground. It ball's loose, and Spring Hill picks it up. It's all they did. The ball still fumbled.
Stormy, they play pass because it was pitched forward.
Ah, great. Well, I'm just watching people fumble all of themselves trying to pick it up.
That's the beauty of that sweet motion, Stormy. The quarterback actually tosses it forward, so it goes down as an incomplete pass and not a fumble.
Well, my bad. Christian Hendricks was number 28, the attended receiver, 5'8", 140.
I'm with you, though, Stormy. I thought it was a fumble at first, too. That's why the referee running in. I realized, oh, it was that toss.
Well, you saw the referee, and I'm watching the ball. That's my bad. Good call, Marcus. Okay. Second down, 2nd and 10, 41 seconds left. Third quarter action. Rebels up 28-6, and it's almost a mausoleum over so quiet tonight. Quarterback is Beavin down the right side, and he goes to the end zone, and it's inverted contact.
Even wanted the flag, though, Stormy.
Yeah, the Franklin Rebels wanted one, but they didn't get it. Brings up a 3rd down. Nice touch that time by Beavin. He's showing some really good, touch there for a young man. Connor's just a sophomore, but 6'2", 180.
He'll grow into that.
Got big feet. Look how big his feet are. He probably got size 14. He's probably going to end up at 6'3", 6'4", 65. Gaka takes the handoff at the 25, the 20, 15. Finally dragged down as he gets to the 14-yard line. Brings up probably a fourth down and maybe
one.
Let's see what the Rebels do.
Yeah, they're going to be going for it. Stormy, I believe it will probably be something pretty standard. Don't think they're going to be throwing the ball here.
Don't think they'll put it in there. The clock ticks down to 5 seconds. Four, they're not going to get a playoff. It's going to be in the third quarter. We're going to take a break. Rebels 28, Spring Hill 6. Let's take 1 minute. We'll come back with fourth quarter action. This is WAKM and WAKM.com.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine. I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Cassie Jones, director of sales for the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county. The Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine just work for your business.
I'm Carrie Bartlett, Managing Editor for the Williamson Herald. We cover news around the clock 7 days per week, not only for our print edition, but for our e-blast readers too, twice daily.
A job well done. What a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
We're back. Fourth quarter actually started here at Howard Gamble Stadium. This is Stormy Mitchell along with Marcus Stone. Marcus, we've had some good laughs tonight. If you go to my Facebook page, you can see what we've been giggling about. The Franklin Marketing Department took a picture of me, blew it up, and made it a real fat hit. And
they blew it up about 0.01 size the real size.
Coach Darren Jones says, Stormy, you're the only one we didn't have to blow up. I went, that's not funny. But go to my Facebook page, you'll see some great entertaining scenario. Here we go. Second down. It was fourth and two for the Rebels. Handoff goes to the right. Oh, nice run as he crosses the 15-yard line down to the 10-yard line. It's a first down for the Rebels.
Gaka on the run.
Big run that time by the Rebels. It was fourth and two, but it made it happen.
Down to the 6-yard line, first and goal. See if Franklin wants to punch it in.
Rebels up 28-6 with 11:45 to go. Fourth quarter action. Senior night. Emotional night for some of the parents. First and six from the six. Steven at quarterback. Gaka is two. His left shotgun formation, handoff to Gaki, goes to the right. He's at the 10, the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2, the 1. You guessed it. Dancing into the end zone, Matt Gaka, 6 yards out for his second score of the night, and the Rebels going to take the lead 35-6 if extra points made.
And story, that was one of the good new plays. It was a run pass option. Quarterback looked to the left side, saw that the throw wasn't there, gave the ball away on the run. Touchdown, back to a 4 score.
Yes, sir. The last time the Rebels scored was at the 11-11 mark in the third quarter. That's 11-27. They went almost a full quarter without scoring, but the kick is good. 11-27, fourth quarter action. We got a new score. Rebels 35, Spring Hill 6. Let's take 30 seconds. This is Sports on AM 950.
Enhance the beauty of your home with tile from Floors on Mallory Lane in Cool Springs. See Matt Gattioso at Floors.
Everybody puts tile in bathrooms, kitchens, all wet areas. Back in the day, you used to see people put hardwood in bathrooms, especially in the powder rooms. Not anymore. Another product that's really popular is vinyl plank. Vinyl plank is probably the hottest product on the market now. And it comes in wood plank visuals, which would be called luxury vinyl plank, or tile, which was luxury vinyl tile. We're at 1731 Mallory Lane, right behind the Krispy Kreme and Cracker Barrel.
We're back and we have more fat heads in front of us, it looks like.
Where? No, don't do that to me.
Looks like your friend's taking one home. But we were here at the 11:27 mark, fourth quarter, fresh off a Franklin touchdown drive capped off by a Gaka 6-yard run, his third of the night.
Oh, I said second. I was wrong. Okay.
So it was one the first, he let off the first quarter, let off the third quarter, and then the one in the fourth. Four plays, 45 yards.
Well, the Raiders are a young team. We came in knowing that, and they're very young, but they had a nice impressive drive earlier. Eight plays, 85 yards. Get on the board.
Tongue play with 55-yard catch by Hardin Phillips.
A lot of young Rebels on the field. Ball's taken at the 10. He's at the 20, the 20, the 25, and finally knocked down. That's number 22 for the Raiders. Number 22 is, that's Landon Seacrest. We've called his name out several times, Mike. 5'8", 160. Quick little running back. He's just a sophomore. And looking on the field, there's not a single starter on defense out there for the Rebels right now.
Senior night. So I'm going to get everybody in there for one last run at the home field.
Well, it's the last. And what a fun year it's been with the new stadium. With the not new stadium, but the new field. Oh, good Lord. Johnny Hunley's got my picture. And everybody in Franklin thinks that's real funny. Aha. Okay, great. Nothing like me in the laughing stock up here.
Oh, you might need a new pair of pants after that one. You got a little scared.
It scared me to death. Wurstel drops back. He's under pressure. Rolls back. He's at the 10-yard line. He's back at the 15. And he's reversing field. He's at the 20 and throws back across his body. And he runs at 49 yards and overthrows.
We had a similar play. We saw something like that earlier in the game, didn't we?
Yes, we did. I'm sorry. Johnny Huntley's got that big fat head of me, that picture, and everybody's getting a real nice laugh over it.
Yes. Only your friend, Stormy.
Only my friend. Yeah, and he put it up in front of the window, and I couldn't see it. I thought, sit down. Oh, that's me.
Well, you were looking down at first. You looked back up, and you got scared.
Oh, wait till they do it. Basketball baseball season. We're going to get one off Garth, listening or not, but we're going to get one off Garth.
Tony, I'm surprised he didn't break the window.
Oh, stop it. Second down, second and 10 from the 25-yard line. Good movement.
Movement on the left side. Once again, the center was a half beat late.
False start on Spring Hill. They're knocking it back 5 more yards. And you just want this Spring Hill team to just stay focused. Stay focused.
Run the course.
Don't quit. Just stay the course. Got a lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors, a lot of freshmen playing. Stay focused. A couple years, these boys, they'll mature. The game will slow down for them, and they'll be fine. But we've got 11:04 to go. Fourth quarter, Rebels up 35-6. First look quarterback. His brother is the tight end. He's in motion coming to the right. Hand off up the middle. Big drill. Great Caesars go.
Good hit by T.J. Durham.
Durham on the tackle.
Sophomore, 6'1", 180, linebacker.
The ball carrier got it to the 20-yard line, and Durham just rails him, hits him right in the breastplate, knocks him back to the 18-yard line. It's going to bring up a long 3rd and 15. The clock ticks under 10:30. Big hit by Durham.
Nice form tackle.
Yes, don't see much of that anymore.
No, usually go for the big knockout. That was a nice wrap and drag.
First to quarterback, shotgun formation. Twin receivers to the right. Man, in bad snap. He's rolling to the right, running for his life at the 15-20. Turns around, knocked down to 24.
Got what he could, Tony. Got out to just right around the 24. 4th and 11 coming up, and it looks like the punt team as well.
Wurstel has had a rough night.
Need some water, Stormy?
No, I'm fine. That was about the 4th bad snap he's had to endure. And Marcus, when they snap it badly, it's usually way...
Lose all the rhythm.
It's usually way over his head, way to the left or to the right, and he's running for his life after he picks it up. But it brings up 4th down, 4th and 12. The clock ticks under 9:35.
Last man running on quickly for Spring Hill. Might need him to block.
Yep, good snap. And it's a fake. No, it is a fake. They told him to fake it. He's at the 20, the 25, 30, and the kicker runs out of bounds. And it was a fake, and he runs out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
Boy, that looks like the type of thing where that young man just has the option. If he sees it, he can go. And this time, he was kind of hesitant. Kick it, go, kick it, go. Got right out to the 36.5, enough for the first down.
That was Bubba Johnson. He is the backup kicker, and we know he's a good runner, and did a nice job. Former starting tailback for the Page Patriots. His family moved, and they moved to Spring Hill, and he is now playing linebacker, also punter, and occasional running back for the Raiders. Nice play by Bubba Johnson.
Yeah, nice little throwback to last year when we saw him with the ball in his hand a lot.
And it looks like they're selling coffee or hot chocolate, and the guy's walking around almost like a waiter at a restaurant with a tray full of them, and people are buying it hand over fist as the clock ticks right down to 8:50 mark. Raiders trailing 35-6. Handoff this time goes to the right for 3 yards for the Raiders.
I mean, it looks like Sanders is back in quarterback for the Raiders.
He is. Tackled that time by number 76 for the Rebels. 76 would be Noah Clayton. He was 6'3", sophomore. 6'3", 330.
Sophomore.
6'3", 330. Terry says he's a biscuit short of 340.
Big man right there.
That's a lot of pizza that young man eats. Second and 8 from the 38. The clock ticks under 6 minutes. Also now the flat.
It's live,
and the Rebels come up with it. It was a lateral, and the Rebels come up with it. Very smart play that time. Let's get the number.
That 19? Is it 48, Stormy?
It's number 19 for the Rebels, and that would be Luke Wilk on the recovery. The ball was thrown behind.
It was a lateral.
It was a lateral.
Backwards lateral.
Sanders threw it behind his running back, and it was about a step behind him, and very, very smartly, Luke Wilks comes up with the fumble recovery. The Rebels take over as Beavin comes at it. Quarterback, the sophomore. There's no starters out there now. 8 minutes to go. Fourth quarter action. 35-6 is our score.
I've never seen this before. The guard, the left guard lined up at right guard, and then was told, no, you're in the wrong spot, dude.
There you go. Hand off up the middle. Rebel from 35-30, and he's thrown back after 3-4 yard loss. The boys are buying hot coffee and hot chocolate over here like it's going out of style. Crow on the carry. He goes 3 yards. Brings up second down. Second, and he got about 2 on the carry.
Yeah, gave him a nice favorable spot, Stormy. Home field spot.
Steven comes to the sideline to get the play. Old-fashioned way. 18 seconds left on the play clock. Rebels in command. 35-6. Next week, Marcus, we're going to be at Independence. Going to be a battle for first place as the Raptors from Ravenwood take on the Eagles of Independence. Steven at quarterback. Hands off. Weep coming to the left. He's at the 35, the 30, the 25. Finally dragged down at the 20-yard line. That's number 43 for the Rebels.
Chase Rowe, 5'8", 135. Tony, you know that? What he reminds me of? He reminds me of the Muscle Hamster from Ravenwood.
He sure does. 5'8", 135, the Muscle Hamster.
We got a Franklin muscle hamster now.
Little Crow out there, I tell you what, he's a senior, 5'8", 135. He's carried twice. He got a first down, and Marcus, he's already got 15 yards on two carries.
Don't tell Ravenwood I have a new muscle hamster.
You'll get in trouble. We'll talk about them next week. Hand off to Crow up the middle, goes to the right side. He's met in the hole, and he's thrown back. Number 61 for let's see, Spring Hill met him at the line of scrimmage. That's the Garcia kid, Deshaun Garcia, also 5'10", 292.
Big hits on me.
292, just tackle 135. That is 60 pounds.
Yeah, math wasn't their strong suit, admit the state was a storm.
No, let's just say it was a great difference. Second and 10 from the 21. Rebels commanding lead in the lead with 6:10 to go. Even waiting on the snap. Pro takes it to the right.
Big hit.
Wow, decked at the 20-yard line.
Johnson on the top.
Bubba Johnson, absolutely, better known as Duck, absolutely dismembers Crow.
I'm surprised he's still in the game, Stormy.
I am, too.
Maybe they brought him back in since Franklin was starting in such good field position. They didn't want to get that last score given up.
Could be. 35-point advantage is the mercy rule, but I don't see it happening in this game. We got 4:30 to go. It brings up third down and 9 from the 20. And off the Crow, and he withers across the line of scrimmage. Knocked down. He crosses the 20 down to the 18.
And this is going to be interesting, Stormy. 4th and 7. You're in field goal range. I don't see him doing it. Oh, they might be going for the field goal, Stormy. 14 coming on the field for Franklin. That is Campbell Beard. Here comes all the kicking team right now.
Yeah. And a host of a bevy of Rebels come on the field.
It's going to be a 35-yard attempt, Stormy. Right hash.
That's like Burke is the kicker. Burr is the kicker. You're right. It is a 35-yard effort. Wait on a good snap. That kick on the way. High. Just barely creeps across the crossbar. And it's good from 35. Our new score was 4:36 to go. Rebels 38. Spring Hill 6. Let's take 30 seconds. This is Sports on AM950.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell. I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
The Rebels take a nice drive, Marcus. After recovering a fumble, they couldn't punch it in, but they did kick a field goal from 35 yards. Ian Burr, he's a junior at 5'9", 165. Kicked it through the uprights as it just barely, he didn't quite get all of it, but he just got it just barely across.
I mean, it was good from 35. I don't know if it would have been good from 36, though.
Well said. Our score, 38-6 with 4:36 to go. Kickoff comes down to 10-yard line. They hand it off to number 7 again on the sweep for Spring Hill. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20, 25. Finally run out of bounds, and I should remember his name because he's run it 14 times tonight. That is Jerry McGowan McGuire, senior, 5'10", 155.
Show me the money,
McGowan. Marcus, any other scores? I know we only had one game tonight, and it was Memphis East traveling up, and they're a much better basketball team, but it was, 51-0 at half?
Yeah, that's what I saw, Stormy, and let's see if we have an update on it. It's funny, Stormy, it says 51-0. Overtime, which isn't right.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Let's see if I can find other scores just from around the mid.
Okay. Horsell's back at quarterback. He rolls to his right. He's under pressure. He's going to be thrown down, body slam to the ground at the 5-yard line.
That is a final Independence 51-0.
Yeah, they ran, they had a running clock. That game was over with an hour ago.
Story is 28-10 Hendersonville over Rossview in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
East Robertson's up 14-7 against White House Heritage.
Okay.
Friendship Christian's up 49-14 over Middle Tennessee Christian. Beach is up 31-14 over Gallatin.
Huh, that's kind of a surprise.
Covington beat Crockett County 27-6.
Not a surprise on that one. Covington's always been good. Second and 26 after the loss, 16-yard loss. Clock ticks on the 3:30. Horsell on the sweep is running to the right. He's at the 5-10. He reverses his field. He's at the 10. He knocked out of bounds at the 15-yard line. And
on the hit, number 39, Nathan Wood, laying the wood.
He sure did. And Horsell slow to get up that time. Wood absolutely
took his legs right off from under him.
Beautiful tackle. A lot of these young rebels that didn't get much playing time are out there. They're announcing their presence with authority.
Next thing, they'll keep them in balance.
If possible. Clock ticks under 325. It's been a fun night here, senior night. Rebels, all rebels. As we said, next week we will be at Independence as the Eagles host the Raptors in first places on the line in our region. Snap goes back to Worsley, fumbles it, ball's loose. The Rebels pick it up. Rebels walking in the end zone. Touchdown, Rebels. There's the mercy rule.
Get a number 33, Stormy, with the recovery in the end zone. DJ Durham.
DJ Durham, a nice tackle earlier. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 180. Just man about town on that one. After the big hit on the loose ball, he picks it up, shoots in the end zone, carries it 4 yards, and the Rebels are on the board again.
I think they just announced clock rule, and that's the biggest applause that we've gotten during the night.
Yes, it was. They did the clock rule, and it's going to seem to be 45-6, and the clock is running mercilessly after the extra
after
point.
After the kickoff, I believe it was.
Yeah, it is. That kick's on the way. Is he going to make it?
No.
No good.
Backup kicker, I believe.
The backup kicker for the Rebels, that was number,
92?
No, it's not Kundle. It's 99.
No, we don't have him on the roster.
No, we don't. But the Rebels are in a commanding lead, 44-6, and yes, we will go to the mercy rule, which means the clock will run after this kickoff. Keelan, let's keep it right here. Marcus, it's been an interesting night.
Sorry, it's all Franklin. A young Spring Hill team. This is going to be the ninth loss of the season. Oh, now they're just trying to scare me with a fat head.
Hey. That's a good-looking man with that big fat head there. I love him.
Sorry, it's going to be a merciful end to the season after week 10 for Spring Hill. A lot of learning experiences, but they'll be looking forward to next season.
No doubt. They're young bunch. They'll be fine. I want to thank Coach Nick Deschamps. Emailed and got. He was able to send me the rosters, the two deep. Very helpful. Gave us stats. Matter of fact, gave us more than we asked for, and I thanked them in post.
It was a great job.
Excellent.
Great job.
They're very well organized. These young men, they're well coached. They're just right now, they're outmanned in a lot of ways depth-wise. 3:22 to go. Rebels up 44-6. Kickoff's on the way. Ball's come down to McGuire. He fakes the handoff this time. Takes the 10, the 15, the 20, reverses the seal. That the 20 gets knocked down to 16-yard line. He was better off staying where he was.
That Seacrest?
It was Seacrest.
Ryan?
Nope, Liam. Not sure what number. It's number 22.
Yeah, that's Seacrest.
That's Seacrest. Okay, the Raiders take over as the clock ticks under 250.
And the mercy starts.
Masbati Tati Kinuka.
Bless.
No, I said Masbati Tati Kinuka.
God bless.
Oh, it says better late than never. For those that speak a smidgen of Espanol.
Sounded like a Polynesian storm, eh?
No, you can't believe Polynesian. I know somebody speaks Hawaiian. It's just, you go, what?
That's what I just did.
Yeah.
What you were saying.
And they turn the shot clock off, which they should. Clock's ticking down 2:15 is the rule.
Reverses.
He started at the 15-yard line. He's at the 5, the 10, the 15. And he runs 42 yards and gains 1.
Wow. A lot for nothing.
Worsel on the hands off on reverse. And the Raiders, the one thing that we've seen tonight that they've not done, anytime they ran outside the tackle box,
they didn't have speed.
They don't have the speed to get there. Yeah, Johnny Humphrey's really laughing. He thinks this is where that big. He really's having a good time with my big fat head.
Tell me, you don't realize he's going to follow us next week. He's going to be at Independence Ravenel with that fat head.
No, he's going to be at Stroud with it. That's getting even funnier. Clock ticks under 1:30, but when another high. Snap.
I mean, that snap went right back and hit him right in the head and bounced back 3 yards.
Did the Rebels come up with it? No. That was Sanders getting his own recovery there for the Raiders. That snap is coming back at an enormous, at a high rate of speed, and that is about the fifth time or sixth time tonight the quarterback's unable to handle it.
That was a good placement, maybe a little high, hit him right in the chin.
Clock ticks under a minute, 44-6 our scores, all Rebels tonight. Worsel on the toss, and he tosses it back, he takes it to 10, reverses his field. Goes back to the 5, back to the 10-yard line. Still on his feet. He's at the 15. Got knocked back to the 10. And finally drilled at the 14-yard line after running 49 more yards and gained and lost 3.
It didn't rain today, did it?
No.
And it's an artificial field. So I don't see why the ball has been so slippery for Spring Hill all game long.
Yeah, they've mishandled it
all game.
Yeah, a multitude of times.
I mean, did the school bring their own ball to play with each side on offense?
I don't.
If they did, they need to, you know, rough that ball to get that film off so it's not near as slippery.
recovery. Well, Marcus, our final score is going to end up 44-6. The clock ticks under 10 seconds. Helen Fisher, great job on the board tonight. It's senior night at Franklin. Howard Gamble, the last home game for the Rebels, for the cheerleaders, and it's got to be kind of it's a big win, emotional night. And our final score, the Rebels 44, the Raiders 6. We will be on the air next week at Independence as the Raptors come to town to take on the Eagles, a battle for first place in the region.
That'll be back at our normal night, so we'll be back on Friday, and then Stroud's will be back to its normal time next Thursday.
That's right, and next Thursday night, I'll invite everybody to come by Stroud's between 5 and 6:30 p.m. If Coach Paul Derrick will be there. He is the head coach of Nolensville.
And you know what else will be there, Stormy, most likely?
What's that?
If the audience wants to see the fathead that's been so famous tonight, it will probably be at Stroud's.
Johnny Hundley just can't stop laughing. He is so proud of himself. He keeps showing that to everybody, and everybody's laughing and pointing at me.
Yeah?
I'm glad everybody's had a fun night at my expense. I love it. I love the attention. I appreciate it. Marcus, any other final words?
Stormy, first school night of the year. Big win for Franklin. Guaranteeing themselves at least a 500 record, most likely a 6-4 record. Interesting to see if the Rebels end up getting in the playoffs. Ends next week on the Centennial game. Either way, I think it's been a pretty good season for Franklin.
It has been, and I'll tell you what it's been for Spring Hill tonight. No doubt about it. It's been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless. Tune in next Thursday. It's loud. Next Friday night from Independence.
Talk about it.